Uh-oh.
This is the worst.
What's wrong?
Did someone steal your rainbow?
Somebody stole my patience.
That was a disaster.
Vibes are on.
It's Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone is feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. This week, I have one of the most inspiring human beings ever joining me. She continues to spread nothing but positive vibes by sharing a daily devotional each day on her Instagram story and through her amazing podcast, someone I look up to and hope to be just like someday. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Brooke Taylor with the Big 98, Nashville's number one for new country with us today. Brooke, thank you so much for joining me. I'm so excited.
You are seriously so sweet. I have like chill bumps with you saying that. That was like the nicest intro ever. Thank you.
Well, I truly mean that. I knew about you before CRS, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm gonna reach out to you. And then when you responded to me, I'm like, oh my goodness, Mom, Brooke Taylor just responded to me. And she's like, oh my gosh, are you serious? I'm like, Mom, we're friends now. And she's like, okay, calm down.
We're insta besties. I love it.
Absolutely. So Brooke, you are doing so many amazing things during this pandemic. You have a wonderful podcast out, Blessed with Brooke. Can you tell me what inspired you to start this podcast?
You know, it's kind of one of those things where I started in radio, I think in like 2010, like right after I graduated college. And it was just one of those things where I just kept doing a job and, you know, you're on a microphone all day, you're talking to people all day. And I was just like, am I really making a difference in people's lives? Like, I'm just talking about, you know, the hot stories of the day or like what is on the news and stuff like that. And I'm like, people can get this elsewhere. So I really started to kind of like dig deep and like figure out what are people going to listen to me for that they can't get anywhere else.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I was in top 40 radio for a couple years and then I transitioned over into country. And that's kind of just where I saw myself kind of having a longer career. Like that's where I wanted to kind of end up. And in country music, I started to really find my voice because I feel like in, I guess, other genres of music, it's very, I don't know. It's very like, you can't have an opinion. Like you're not allowed to talk about what you believe in or how you feel about certain things.
Right.
And the country music community really just kind of opened up this new world to me where I was like, I can actually talk about my relationship with God and I can actually tell people that, you know, like Jesus is a part of my life and my faith is a big part of my life and who I am. And I just felt this like call to, you know, I was blessed enough, like my story. And if you're listening to this podcast, you have to check out mine too, because
absolutely.
My first few episodes, I tell my testimony and like what my kind of story is on how I started in radio and how I, you know, became so unhappy with a job that I was making the most money I was ever making. You know, I was on red carpets, I was on TV and I was doing all this stuff. And it was just, like I said, it was very empty to where I felt like I just wasn't really making an impact on people around me. And I just randomly decided to quit my job. And I mean, it literally is just, I always tell people my story is, the only way I can explain it is but God. Like it doesn't make any sense. And so I just started to say, if he gave me this microphone to use, you know, to talk to millions of people, I'm going to use it for his good also. So, you know, not necessarily my whole show, you know, with like iHeart is not all about, you know, my faith and everything. It's, you know, it's news and it's entertainment and it's giving away prizes and stuff like that. But I do weave in there, you know, talking about my faith and doing my daily devotionals on Instagram and inviting people to like be a part of that. And then, you know, my podcast really is just that spot where I was like, this is where I'm going to make a difference, because in the industry, you see so much of artists' lives, like their highlight reel on Instagram, where you can see everything that's good happening in their life. But we don't really get to see the ugly, because it's like, you don't want to go into an interview and be like, for example, like,
yeah.
hey, artist or celebrity, tell me what terrible happened in your life today. You know what I mean?
Right. It's always like people are focusing on the good and then no one really opens up to tell about, you know, the bad in their life.
Yeah. And not necessarily just bad stuff, but just like struggles that they've overcome or things that like we as human beings go through every day. Like every day is not perfect. Things happen in lives where, you know, an artist is going through something crazy in their life, the loss of a loved one, or just a personal emotional battle or mental health struggle. And then they're having to go on stage and perform for like 500,000 people or less, you know, 500 people. And it's like, we don't get to see the human side of them. And I really just wanted to create this podcast where they can come on and talk about their faith stories and like, just like breakthrough and all of these just redemptive stories where it's like, I'm a human being too. And I go through the stuff that you go through, but this is how I cope with it. And it's just kind of a place where artists can tell their testimonies and maybe inspire other people to, you know, share their stories too.
Absolutely. And I love that so much. And I think that it's so incredibly important during a difficult time like this to recognize the struggles that people are going through, right? I listened to your episode with Carly Pierce for International Women's Day, and I just thought that was absolutely amazing. And, you know, young women are, I hope you know, are that like look up to you and admire what you're doing. And, you know, you're making a difference in people's lives. And that's something that this world needs right now. Like everyone needs all the positivity. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast is because, you know, I'm really open about it. I've struggled with anxiety my entire life, and not a lot of people knew about that until I started this podcast. They're like, oh my goodness, you're like the happiest, most positive person ever. Like you never have a bad day. And I'm like, no, like I do. And they're like, no, you don't. And I'm like, yes, I do. Like I struggle with anxiety. I know what it's like, but you know, back in high school, I just used to, you know, hide behind a corner and no one would notice when I cried or when I was having an anxiety attack. But now I'm open about it. And I want people to know that you can still be the happiest, most positive person, but you can still struggle behind closed doors. You know what I mean? So think that it's absolutely amazing what you're doing and with your platform and all the great things that you have going for you. So what is the message that you want to get across to your listeners of your podcast?
I feel like I just want people to know that, you know, it is faith-based, and I talk about Jesus and I talk about, you know, my relationship with him and just tangible ways to kind of like cope with everyday struggles that you're going through. But I also want people to know that like, if that's not what you believe in, you're still welcome to listen, because there's so many more, it's just like a deeper, I guess, conversation to where it's, like I said, just very tangible. And like you mentioned my episode with Carly Pierce, you know, she grew up in a really, you know, strict Southern Baptist church where divorce was, you know, not okay. And you're taught that it's terrible and it's not, you know, something that you're ever going to go through, because otherwise, you know, it's a sin and you're going to hell kind of thing. That's just like, there's a lot of these like stories that people tell where they're like, well, when I was little, I was told I wasn't allowed to do this or else this would happen to me. And, but you know, divorce is something that happens every single day. And that's one of the things that Carly and I talked about, where she, I'm like, you're not the only one going through this. And she's even saying about how her story and her being open to tell her story is affecting and like impacting so many other people's lives.
Yes.
So I think the message really is that everybody has a story, and this podcast is a place for them to tell it and, you know, hopefully inspire other people to tell their stories, because our broken stories are the ones that help other people, as crazy as that sounds.
No, I 110% agree with you. I really do. You're absolutely right. I mean, whatever you're going through and you share your struggles, it can be, you know, at first when I started this podcast, I was so scared to open up with people and like, you know, just pour out that I've struggled with, you know, mental illness. But once you do it, you know, I was getting these messages from listeners like, oh my goodness, like you helped me out a ton. Like I had no idea like that you struggled with anxiety, but just knowing that you're a positive person, it has helped me. And, you know, I had no idea. So it helps when people give you that feedback. Otherwise you're like, okay, is this helping people?
For sure. You know what I mean? The best thing too is that even if it's just one person, you know, it's
Absolutely.
Especially with mental health, it's so important, because some people have these really dark, low days, and say they stumble across your podcast and they hear something that you're talking about, and then they feel like, okay, I'm not the only one. I mean, you can save a life by just telling your story and opening up and letting people know that they're not alone in it. And I think it's so important that you're doing that. So I really appreciate that you're being open and honest too, because it's just something that a lot of people don't want to do. They want to share their highlight reel on Instagram and show their perfect life. But
right.
It's like we have to tell the ugly side of stuff too, because nobody is perfect.
Absolutely. And you know what? I used to be one of those people that always would be like, oh, like posting all the Instagram pictures. And like now that I have my podcast, I'm posting content out there that I never thought I would have shared with people. Like, I've been struggling with anxiety for years now, and I never thought that I would build up the courage to do that. But once you do it, you just feel like a weight off your shoulder. Like you don't have to pretend you're someone that you're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like an audio diary. You can just literally get it all out.
Yes. Talking behind the mic is so therapeutic. I'm telling you, like, I don't know what it is, but it's just like,
100%.
I love it.
Even if people are listening, you don't have a microphone, open up the voice notes on your phone and just start going it out.
I used to do that all the time. it's a great thing. Absolutely. So Brooke, if you could pick one favorite episode that you have released, what would it be? I know it's kind of rough to pick one, but you've had some amazing guests on there. I know you had Russell Dickerson. If you could pick one episode, what would it be?
Oh gosh. I feel like my episode with Carly Pierce, I know it's super fresh in my mind, so maybe that's why I'm kind of biased to it. But Carly and I have been kind of talking back and forth for a few like weeks, talking about the podcast. And I was just like, I really want to get you on. And, you know, just to talk about a story that was so ugly for her, and it turned into like the most redemptive, like beautiful story. I just think her testimony after the, you know, divorce that she had to go through last year, like her EP that came out, and she talked about how, you know, 29 was the year that I got married and divorced. And she said in the podcast, when she walked into the room that day with the writers that she was working with, she said, I think I want to write this song about the year I got married and divorced. And they like went quiet and they were like, are you sure you want to say that? Like, do you want to go there? And she was just like, yeah, I do. And it was from that moment, she said, that it just all came out. And the people like we've been talking about along the way that she's helped through her story, it's just kind of a testament to what this podcast is. And, you know, even my story, my first two episodes, when I talk about my, you know, career path, I've had people talk to me or email me or send me a direct message on social media saying, I listened to your story and I had no idea what you went through. Cause you see people's stuff and you're like, oh my gosh, it must be nice to be a radio host and to do what you do and interview celebrities. And you're like, oh, but you don't know that
right.
My first radio job, I'm living off of ramen noodles and Pop-Tarts, making $9 an hour for, you know, and it's like, nobody gets to see the ugly side of stuff. And even little things like moving away from family or not being close to anybody. Cause you know, within radio, if you want to succeed, it's like you move where the job is, and that's how you grow as a host. And it's just, I think the Carly Pierce episode, or even my first two episodes where I tell my story and kind of just like introduce myself, I think are the two that I've really sent the best message to, where I get the most response from them within, you know, emails or anything on social media. People just really have been responding to those.
Absolutely. And I loved that episode. I was listening to it and I had tears in my eyes because it was two strong women speaking. And, you know, being a young female, it's great to know that, you know, there are role models up that we can look up to. And so I really appreciated that episode. I actually shared it with a few of my friends because I think that, it's great that you're sharing that message and, you know, to know that other people, that you're not alone. And that's one of my biggest things to share with people is, no matter what you're going through, you are never alone. There's always someone that's going through something with you. So why 100%. Not go through it together, right?
Exactly. And that's the thing too, is like, you go through the ugly stuff, you talk to somebody about it and you help them through it. And it's like, that's why we go through some of this ugly stuff, because we're meant to share our stories. Like, that's who we are as human beings. We're meant to share and talk about our feelings and what's going on. And you just never know. It could help one person. It could help 1,000 people. And absolutely. I think that's just how we get along as humans.
Absolutely. Spreading the positive vibes. Speaking of spreading the positive vibes, Brooke Taylor, every day I look forward to going on Instagram just for one thing. Your amazing Instagram stories of your daily devotionals. How long have you been doing that? Because I know I just started following you like right when CRS happened. Has this been something you've always been doing, or what motivated you to start doing this?
Well, you know, it's kind of a new thing. I actually used to do something called Insta prayers, where I would do these prayers on Instagram, and I still do them every once in a while. But it just, I kind of took a break from the Insta prayers, and people were like, "Why aren't you doing these anymore?" And it was kind of one of those things where I never hold myself accountable to do a devotional on my own, or, you know, that kind of stuff, or pray on my own. Like, I mean, I do, but it's one of those things where it's like, I'm not doing this just for me though. I want to like reach people while I do it.
Right.
And the devotionals kind of just happened where I was doing my devotional in the studio one morning and I was like, oh, I'm going to share this on social media. And then I did. And I got a couple messages that was like, wow, what book is this? I would love to purchase it so I can do this devotional as well. And then I was like, why don't I just start doing them on Instagram? Because one of my bosses, he had reached out to me for a meeting and we were going over air checks and stuff like that. And he was like, what are people coming to you for that they're not getting anywhere else? And it kind of just reminded me of that story of how I wanted to start my podcast. And yes. I was like, how can I, aside from my podcast, do something on the air that people are coming to me for? So it's like my first break of my show. I talk about, you know, we're going to start the show off with a daily devotional. And I don't necessarily go into like huge detail about what the devotional is. It's just kind of like the blanket statement of like, today we're talking about, you know, letting go of negative thoughts and how to cope with that throughout the day. And then I'll say, you know, go watch my Insta stories, and then I'll kind of go through it on my Instagram story. So it was just kind of one of those things where I felt like I wanted to reach other people, but I also wanted to keep myself accountable to make sure that I'm doing it every day, because if people are expecting it from you, it's like, you have no excuse, you know?
Right. No, I love that you do it, because you know what? That's what I look forward to every single day. I mean, I'm not even just saying that, but when I go on Instagram, I immediately look for your story before I do anything else in the morning. And I listen to that because I need it as well. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I love when she does this. It's just so refreshing. You know, I'll be at work and I'll just close my door and then I'm just listening to it. And it's just like a breath of fresh air. You're like, inhale all the positivity and exhale all the negativity. And it's just, it's amen, so helpful. Girl. And right. And you know, you're sharing that every single day. So think about how many people you're making a positive impact on. It's a lot of people. And I know I'm not the only one that looks forward to it. And especially with you doing that on air, I mean, you are brightening up so many people's days, especially during this rough time of, I mean, COVID.
Yeah.
COVID's getting a little bit better, but you know, they just turn the radio on and they hear your voice, and it could be a Monday morning, they're dreading going to work and they hear that, and you could literally make someone's bad day to a great day. So thank you for doing that. It's so much appreciated. I love, love, love it. And I cannot wait for it tomorrow.
Oh my
God. I look forward to.
It's been the craziest thing, because I'll even have people that'll like randomly start following me on Instagram and they'll shoot me a message and be like, you know, it's crazy. I was going through this weird thing. And then I had been like talking about going back to church or doing something, and then I heard you talk about your devotional, and they were like, it's just like a little hit from God for me to do this. And I'm like, wow, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just like one person, it could be reaching, you know, people that I don't even hear from, but just that's all Jesus wanted. He was just like, he'll seek out, you know, like he'll seek out the 1%, like he'll leave the 99 and he'll seek out the 1% that, you know, needs it the most. And I think it's just really cool to hear about that one story where it's like you are reaching people. But don't get me wrong, like I still get messages too that are like, this is not a Christian station, you need to stop saying stuff like this. But it's like, that's kind of where I take it as this is who I am and right. this is my personality and I'm just going to be authentically me. And if you don't like that, that's okay. And you can unfollow me or not listen to me. That's fine. But like, this is who I am. And absolutely. I think as I have grown in my career, I've been very unapologetic about that. So that's some advice for you too. Don't lose who you are in the blur of all the stars.
No, absolutely. And I'm so glad that, you know, I have someone to look up to, you know, who is not afraid to be who you are, because I think it's amazing what you're doing. And you know, what you said where you're like, you know what, it holds me accountable to doing these daily devotionals every day, you know, not yeah. only for others, but yourself as well. And that's the same with me and my podcast, right? Like yeah. I have to hold myself accountable to release this episode every single Monday. And yeah. it's, you know, when I do these episodes, it's just so therapeutic because I'm talking about things that are just so relatable in my life. You know, like I just released mm-hmm. an episode about adapting to change and, you know, how I had to transition from a community college to a 4-year and how I just, you know, had a really, really hard time transitioning. So it's like relatable topics that I hope, you know, reach the audience to where they can relate to it too.
Absolutely. And you are, you're, like I said, you're reaching people that you don't even know, like you'll never hear from these people or, you know, 5 years down the road, you're going to hear from somebody that's like, I've been listening to your podcast for 5 years and this is what happened and this is how you helped me. And it's just going to be the coolest story. So keep continuing to tell your story and to inspire other people, even if you don't feel the appreciation from it yet, like it'll come. For sure.
Brooke, you are the absolute best. Speaking of Brooke being the absolute best and her amazing daily devotionals, all you have to do is be sure to follow Brooke on Instagram and Twitter at Brooke Radio. Like her Facebook page, Brooke Ashley Taylor. Listen to her podcast, Blessed with Brooke. It's absolutely amazing. Available on iHeartRadio. And be sure to listen to Brooke on the Big 98 weekdays, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Brooke, thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to be a part of Monday Motivation with Hannah B. I'm just truly honored to have you. You are someone that I look up to, and I literally am getting tears in my eyes because I can't believe I just had a conversation with you, because you are just someone that I really hope to be like. And I was just telling my mom, I'm like, yeah, mom, Brooke is in Nashville. Like, that's my dream. And she's like, oh my goodness. She's like, okay, we'll make sure that dad and I are quiet downstairs so we don't interrupt your good episode.
Oh my gosh, seriously, hang on to that. Hang on to that. Nashville is your dream, because I was there 8 years ago and I finally made it here. And it's just like you and just your drive. And I can hear the smile in your voice and just how excited you are about what you do. It's just, we have to support each other, and I'm happy to forever be the Hannah B mentor. I'm here whenever you need anything, whatever you got, come to Nashville and visit. I'll show you around. It'll be awesome.
Absolutely, Brooke. I will definitely come out and visit. But everyone, please know that no matter what you're going through, remember to thank God every day for being alive and count the blessings that you have and just be grateful for the good that you have in your life. Always stay positive and never give up. Everyone, be sure to give me a follow on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Just made a TikTok at Hannah B _ on air. As always, sending you nothing but positive vibes. Have a wonderful week.